My name is Scarlett. I've always been a good singer, ever since I was little. My father is also a popular singer. He took off with his first two songs. The lyrics were just delightful. For my fifth birthday, my father gave me a microphone with my initials on it. In high school, I performed at every event. I was the most popular singer. Then one day I came to school and I noticed everyone looking at their phone and admiring it. Who are they looking at like that? I wondered. I had to go to the principal's office to deliver the promised pie recipe for my mom, but some guy was sitting there.
Oh, Scarlett, I'd like you to meet Nathan. Can you believe it? He sings too. He just blew up the internet. We've got lucky because he's coming to our school now.
I watched his satisfied face with my displeased one. I left my recipe and went out into the hallway. Everyone was listening to him sing. I snatched the phone out of the hands of a passing nerd and listened. Gosh, even you listened to that? I asked the nerd indignantly. I'm the popular girl at school myself, and that's not going to change. I started re-watching this video more closely and discovered one little detail that only a picky professional like me would notice. I was waiting for him at the gate of the school when he came closer, grabbed him by his collar, and led him around the corner. Because of you, my performance was canceled. Cancel or you'll regret it. I've waited all year for this celebration at school, and I won't let you be the main entertainer on my stage. But Nathan just laughed in my face.
What, are you losing your popularity? It's just a school, he told me, and left.
That's it. He asked for it. When the concert came on, everyone was looking forward to Nathan's last number. He came on stage and the auditorium exploded. Everyone was holding up his picture and posters of him. I stood backstage and watched him bathe in applause. As he sang, I stealthily walked past the consoles and speakers. I was pretending I was just walking around and drinking lemonade, and then I was like, oops, and I tripped and supposedly accidentally spilled the lemonade on the equipment. One of the speakers malfunctioned, and everyone heard Nathan yelling and singing in his already real nasty voice. He didn't realize it right away, yelling like a lunatic. I laughed, and the audience sat in shock. The director fainted. Well, you know, after that, I was popular again. Nathan kept coming to my school, but he looked like a gray mouse, quieter than everyone else. I even felt a little sorry for him, so I went over and asked him how he was, but all I heard in response was rebuke that I had done it on purpose. But you were faking. You lied to everybody and sang with a phonogram, I said. Nathan said nothing. He walked away, and I noticed that he had dropped his wallet. I found his address there, so I decided to give it back to him tonight. That night, the door was opened by Nathan. He obviously wasn't expecting to see me, and I heard his mother screaming that he was talentless and that he was a bad son. Nathan took his wallet and slammed the door in my face. I felt even more sorry for him then. His mother is scolding him because he failed at the concert? I thought, and I felt sorry for him. And then I had an idea. I met Nathan again outside the school and offered to help, to tell him that he had potential and that I could help him realize it. He was delighted and thanked me for his wallet too. We met in the studio that my father bought for me. I started working with him and he learned quickly. Within a couple of weeks, he was singing amazingly. Nathan looked happy and so did I. He even got prettier. Now my heart raced every time I watched him sing. I have an idea.
What is it?
I'll do a street concert for you and me. That'd be great. Let's do it tonight.
You think I'm ready?
More than ready. We met in the evening downtown, did a few songs, and gathered so many people around us. Everyone applauded when we finished singing, and then Nathan froze. What happened? I asked, seeing his pale face. In the middle of the crowd stood his disgruntled mother. She came up to him and told him that he was incapable of anything and that he was a hypocrite.
How could you sing with her?
She asked, pointing her finger at me. Ma'am, your son sings beautifully, and you should be proud of his accomplishments, I said, and she freaked out.
We don't need handouts from you or your father,
she shouted and snatched my microphone from my hands.
No!
That's all I had time to say before she threw it on the ground. It shattered in a second. She took Nathan away, and I sat down and cried, for it was my favorite microphone. The next day, Nathan came to my studio with an apology and a new one.
I'm sorry. My mom, she's sorry too. My mom always wanted to sing, but her dream didn't come true. She got sick because of, well, never mind. Anyway, she wanted me to be a better singer, but she doesn't realize that it's all thanks to you and that you're better than me anyway. You're amazing, and I'll never... He didn't finish because I kissed him. Nathan's mom called, and he left. In the evening, I went online and saw something unbelievable. I immediately rushed to his house to tell him about it. I rang and rang the doorbell, and then his mom opened the door. The smile immediately fell off my face.
What do you want?
Hello, Mrs. Rawling. Is Nathan home?
No, and he won't be. He doesn't live here anymore.
How? Where is he?
Far away, at my brother's farm. You don't have to come here anymore.
But Mrs. Rawling, you can't do that to him.
She tried to close the door, but I put my foot up.
Don't you think you're being too hard on him? You wanted him to sing, and he sings. He's trying his best. Can't you see that?
You want to teach me something? I know how to bring up my own son.
You're cruel to him. If you are sick and have not been able to fulfill your dreams, it does not mean that your son is bad, especially since he's doing so well.
What did you say? Are you sick? If it wasn't for your father...
She didn't finish. She felt sick and squeezed her heart with her hand and sat down on the floor. I got scared and called an ambulance, then went with her to the hospital. An hour later, Nathan arrived, covered in sweat and frightened. I was the one who called him and told him everything. I apologized for driving his mom crazy, but he hugged me and told me it wasn't my fault. While they were doing the surgery, we were sitting in the hallway. I was lying with my head in Nathan's lap, and I'm ashamed to admit it, but I was happy to have him around, even if it was at that moment.
She has a heart problem because of one nervous incident. She used to write songs and she couldn't sing, but she wrote lyrics. They were amazing, Nathan said.
I was surprised. But what happened? Why did she get sick?
Nathan did not have time to answer. The doctor came out and said that the operation was a success, but then the hospital bill was presented.
Damn, so much, Nathan said.
The doctor said he still had time to find the money and left. The next day, they let us in to see his mother. She wasn't happy to see me, but I came and helped anyway.
When she felt better, I came again, only without Nathan this time.
Good morning, Mrs. Rawling. I'm alone today. Nathan has some things to take care of.
Oh, are you reading anything yet?
I spoke to her, but she ignored me. Then the doctor came in, called her in for procedures, and a notebook fell out of the bed. When she left, I picked it up and saw some notes. I flipped through it and a shiver ran through my body.
What is this?
I ran home and made a scene with my father.
You! Your songs! All your hits! Who wrote them?
I yelled.
Dad was dodging the question, trying to calm me down.
You stole them from Mrs. Rawling, didn't you?
How do you know her?
Father, you stole the lyrics from her! She got sick after that! You just stood her up!
I didn't bail on her. We went out, she gave me those songs. And then I sang them and I was successful. It wasn't my fault she didn't fit in with my plans anymore.
God! Nathan knew all this! He knew and he kept quiet because he has a conscience and integrity towards me. Unlike you, everything you have now is because of her!
Everyone survives the best they can.
It hurt me to hear that.
I went to the hospital and closed the entire hospital bill. The doctor told Nathan about it.
It's okay. I know everything. It's my fault too. First, my dad drove her to it, and now me.
I sold the car. It's okay, I said.
Nathan hugged me. Why didn't you tell me?
First, I wanted revenge, and then I fell in love with you.
When his mom woke up, we were sitting next to each other.
What is she doing here? Mom, she didn't know. I didn't tell her anything. She paid all your medical bills, and also, we're dating.
First, his mom made a disgruntled face. Then she looked at me and said,
You're different, not like your father. Thank you. Why are you sitting there? She's hungry, go feed her, she said to her son.
So we became friends. At the discharge, my father came to ask her for forgiveness.